All right, B-Lo, we're live.
Well, good evening.
It's been a while, B-Lo. Last time we recorded was after my long summer break, and now you had a summer break, and now we're back finally sitting here looking at each other, the two handsome sons of bitches that we are, recording the podcast yet again.
I know. I forgot all about you.
I don't think you forget about me.
You, it was a nice little break.
It was a nice little break. It was also nice running into you recently.
Yes, yes. No, I wanted to say I was waiting till we got into a little bit further because I did have a few comments to make.
So if you Cuba, but you this happened. I check analytics. People tell me when I'm like,
I didn't die. I just went on a sabbatical.
So he needed a mental health break. We lost a streak. We had nothing to do with that first time we lost. It was Snapchat. We kept it going. We got up to 120, 43 days. We lost that. And then Bilo and I, over the last 2 months, we're trying to get back on track. It's been the summer. It's been the summer of love for relationship tea. And Bilo had to go on a sabbatical, and we kind of fucked it up. So, Bilo, where do we stand as of this recording on September 4th, 2019? This will be up September 5th, 2019. Where do we stand?
We stand at 15 days. The funny thing is I don't even know which day we started this, which is where we made the mistake, I think, last time. Do you know the day that we started this?
No, that's a good point. No, I do not know the day.
So I think what we should do is we should reset it or keep track of it today and then go from the 15 days because I don't know what day we started. Therefore, you can't bitch about how many days have been lost.
Well, let's take, because again, it's 15 days of 15 days. Let's take that where we had, we'll talk about
you know,
it.
If we up until
odds are we are. All right.
Odds are very high that we are going to lose it. So, to the Zac Brown concert, which was an amazing concert.
Good. I'm glad you liked it. You know how I feel about hillbilly life, let alone hillbilly music. But
it's a good concert.
Yeah. My girlfriend is a big fan as well. It's like, man, I just can't get into that shit. I try.
But he does a great job. Zac Brown does a lot of covers. So he did a lot of covers that night as well, which, you know, a lot of, I would say, non-country songs. I wouldn't really call him country.
So what did you get? So we went out to dinner, and I'll get into that in a second too. I want to get your take on this because we talked about being the food critics that we are. We end up going after, I left your presence. I ended up going out to a dinner later on. So we weren't on my roof listening to that Sunday night concert. So I told you the night before, we got the covers that I heard while she was in there was Sabotage by the Beastie Boys. And
didn't play that.
Kings of Leon Needs Somebody. That's what I heard the night before. So what did you get for covers?
I don't remember all of them. Did the Dropkick Murphys.
Chipping off to Boston?
Yes. Did... I think he did a James Taylor song, to be honest with you.
So if you had to sell me, let's try again. What's your pitch on anybody out there who doesn't know about Zac Brown or doesn't like them? If you had to get me to listen to Zac Brown on my own or with you, what would you do to get me to do it? Because she's been trying, and she's been playing all these songs. And you know me. I know they're a little more modern, but I hear spoons and chugs, and she gets mad when I sing.
No, I mean, I think you should start listening to some of his covers of some of the types of music that you might like.
I like that.
It's perfect, you know, and then you can get and just at least get to listen to his voice. And, I mean, you hear some of the instrumentals based upon, you know, it's from some of the cover songs. But I think then you get used to some of the voice and some of the vocals because even though the covers, they don't sound exactly the same. Then you can transition to some of his other stuff because he does not have a lot of country. I mean, I wouldn't call them country songs. Some of them might be twangy, but some of them are pretty, like, I don't even know if they would call them pop. I don't even know what you could call it.
I know, she said. She says not real country. I'm like, then what do you call it then?
It's not country. It's not pop. It's I don't even know what it is, but it's great. Like sitting down and drinking a beer at the beach music. Put it to you that way.
I like that. So how would I go about listening?
And then maybe go see him in concert. See, sometimes some of these artists, you see them in concert because you can hear them live. Like he's a good artist live. Some artists, they suck live, you know, because they're all auto-tuned and they're all, you know.
But where are his covers? Does he put them on albums or do I have to go to like YouTube? Does he put them on? I don't know.
No, some of them I think are on covers. I think a lot of them he sings live, but go on YouTube and you could probably see a lot of them.
I'm going to give that a whirl. See, nobody's ever come to me from that angle. I appreciate that, B-Lo. I appreciate
it. I put a video. Well, I have a video. I recorded some of the videos. He did some covers of Aerosmith and stuff like that on YouTube. And I'll
Send them to me.
I'll send you the links. And that way, like I said, I would definitely get into that. And that might get you started, I think.
So for the listening audience, though, you and I finally got together. We haven't hung out since Marathon Monday. That was April, May, June, July, August, September. Almost 5 months since Bilo and T joined up in the city. And we had, you know, we had a drink. And you had a drink or two. I had a half a fucking bottle of a bourbon. I wanted to bring it up to the listening audience. I wanted to. So, you know.
Hold on a second. Can I speak, please?
Yeah,
go ahead. Stop talking. I feel like. I like this camera thing. I feel like I have to go put in my mouthwash, though.
I like it with my
baby. It was nice to meet you for a drink. It was nice to meet your new woman. Mm-hmm. She seems very nice. I will say that without any falsehoods, or else I wouldn't have said it. I'm one of those people. I say what I mean, and I don't say anything otherwise. The only unfortunate thing is I wish things worked out to where we had a little more time to socialize and had a different venue. I think you should have done the proper thing and said, hey, why don't you come upstairs for a drink? That way we could have sat in a quiet environment and talked a little bit better instead of fighting 4,000 fucking people and waiting for a drink. Fortunately, once we did get a drink or two, the bartender did give us a little extra pour to make it worth the wait. I think we do need to get you up here to come out into this country with her, because you know you need to experience life outside of, you know, that cinder block place that you live in.
I know, but you know, this is my environment. I thrive in that environment. I'm a man of the people. I'm a city guy. I'm a city gentleman. And I know that you like to
get a taste of the country.
We'll see. We'll see if that goes hand in hand. Let's see what other things that I'm changing in my life. Let's see if I lean towards that open-mindedness of what the country could possibly bring to somebody like me. If it's mosquito bites and fucking Budweiser and fucking, a raccoon trying to fucking burrow in my asshole, I'm not fucking with the country.
Yeah, because you're usually like gerbils doing that.
So that's what I'm getting at. Well, did you want to talk about what were you about to say? What else did you notice? Because I love to get into the bartender thing and share that with the listening audience of how that went.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. You take what you had, because you had mentioned you had some content tonight that you wanted to discuss.
So
the only thing I wanted to discuss is one of the shows I started watching recently, which I'm going to watch another episode or two as soon as I get off of here.
Oh, I got a show for you too. We'll get that when we get to the topic, we'll talk about that. Because
I have been in a little bubble the past couple of weeks, just to let you know.
You have been in a bubble.
I was doing an experiment of not focusing on external stimuli and keeping things into my own little bubble. So I may not be up to date. I've been trying to catch up the past couple of days, but we'll see what I can do with you.
Well, let me talk about, as we head over to Strictly Dickly in my dating life and your take on it, where I spent the last 5 days. I took off that Friday before Labor Day and that Tuesday. So I had 5 days off. And I wanted to spend those 5 days with my girl and just not worry about anything. The routine, the meals, the gym, working out, work, writing, the podcast. Just have as much time with her as I possibly could. In between little things, like she had to go to the concert. I did get a podcast in the 100th that I posted yesterday. Today actually went up. But it was very relaxed. And it was something that I got to get better at. And I do enjoy doing that with her. So I was very laid back. And it made me look at things differently from a different lens, where as a single man, getting back to my single days, where I would fill the day with a lot of activities, a lot of to-dos, a lot of structured lifestyle, where as much as I love that, you know, the way I live my life like that, I was letting her know, and I think she'll be okay with me sharing this, that it felt so good to put the to-dos and the list and the structured life aside for at least a long stretch of time, of 5 days of how that was. So for me, it felt really good, and we just started planning our fall. We planned things we want to do over the weekend, short getaways, overnights. We planned a little mini vacation that we were telling you about. And it was fun. So it was good. And I'm glad you got to meet her. And I absolutely want you to spend more time with her. And she's very, very game for being on the podcast and talking to you about me. So I think you two will definitely connect on that. And I think the listeners...
No, we'll have to do that. No, that would be good. I would appreciate having the opportunity to do that. Yes, and that's what I was saying with my little bubble thing, is because if you kind of relax and come down a little bit, it actually is good for you. It's actually good for you to be able to focus. Because I'm the same way. You know, I'm always busy, always doing stuff. And over the past couple of weeks, a couple of times, like, even like it was Monday, for example, you know, usually I'm the type of guy, get up at the crack of dawn, go to the gym, you know, get my day started. Whereas like Monday, for example, and it was a big different thing, is I didn't go to the gym until like 8 o'clock. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to try to go, you know, cause you know me, if I don't go like by 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm like stressed out. So
I got a gym story for you too. We'll get into that after this. So you're going to like all this.
Speaking of the gym story, you said something to me today that I was a little shocked to hear. I think I don't know how I feel about this. And we'll talk about that. But you gym, and
we're going to that. Hold on.
So anyway, to go back. Yeah. It's
the bartender.
It's good to be here. Go ahead.
We didn't talk about this. We didn't analyze that because you had to get into the concert. So you and I were at the bar, we're facing the bartender. Yeah. I'm the closest one to the bar. You know, I'm there. I want to make sure you guys came in and we all had a good time together and got a round of drinks. So I position myself into the bar. That's what guys do. You get in, you get in between the space. That guy was running around like a chicken with his head cut off. You position next to me. We're waiting. He made the eye nod to me, made the contact. He nodded. He knew I was coming next. Still running around. He saw you. He even nodded to you. Think he knew we were together. And then we went to order the drinks. We ordered 4 drinks. And I repeated. He goes, what else? What else? What else? So he heard me. Turns around. And he gives us 2 out of the 4 drinks that we ordered. And I was like, whoa, buddy. I was like, we got 2 more coming, right? He's like, oh, what is that? And he takes down the other order, the other drink that we get, and then he takes my drink in. Where he's asking me for my drink, and I'm telling him the order. And again, I drink whiskey and ginger ale, and I love Bullet. That's my go-to. This is the first place in Boston I actually had Bullet. So I order the Bullet, and he says to me, and again, I think I told you this, I don't know if you picked up on it. He goes, do you want to spend the $14 on any one? First of all, it was nobody that I was with. And if it was, what the fuck is that? Your business. And it was for me. So he looks to me, goes, this is all I have left, holds up my glass, gets the fucking Bullet, the whiskey. There's a little less than half a bottle, giant pour, giant glass, tall glass, just goes like this to me. And I'm doing the motion of him showing me pour the whole thing in there. He shakes it like he gave it to me. Either he was trying to be a dick, a wise ass, or make up for fucking up the order to begin with. Then I see him. Now the glass is yay big. It's a tall glass, and he puts in like this much ginger ale in it. Now, if I was looking to get fucked up, if I was headed into the concert as well, that wouldn't have been a problem. I was just starting.
Might have thought you were going into the concert.
Everybody else was. There was a lot of variables. I didn't want to, you know, be the uptight guy. But a pull like that, when you're just out with your girl, meeting up with a friend, and later on, you and your girl are going to go out to dinner, I was not prepared for that, nor did I really want that at 42 on a night like that I was going out. So as I get that, I'm looking at it. It's brown. There's barely any ginger ale. And I have no problem every once in a while having a whiskey straight, whiskey neat, a whiskey on the rocks, just on ice. But I wasn't prepared for that. I really wanted my whiskey and ginger ale. And all it was pretty much whiskey in a glass. And again, if that was a $14 drink, I almost got $28 worth. Can't complain. I just wasn't prepared for that. And so I took that to the fucking head. And I know you had a few sips too, which you never do because you don't drink whiskey. You don't go brown. I know how you are. And after that, she and I, we had dinner reservations at a new restaurant in Boston. I'm not going to talk about the podcast, but I'll explain that to you in a second. And we went to one of these other places that's been open for a couple of weeks. We got an appetizer there. We went on to wine. I was feeling a little bit buzzed. And then we went to a dinner reservation. So before I get into all that, what was your take on that exchange with the bartender? What the fuck did you think was going on?
I don't know. Well, like I told you, I stepped up to the bar because you're waiting too long, and then he finally gave us an order because he saw me.
Yeah, because of you.
I would serve me too. Yeah, it was kind of weird because he brought over the drinks, and you made an order. I think I kind of ordered as well, because I think we did kind of like a mixed order. Like I said some, you said some. So I don't know if he realized we were together or not.
Yeah, but he yelled out, what else, what else, what else? Like, he didn't even stop that second set. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe he thought it was I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I mean, he was kind of like – he was the slowest bartender I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
He ended up doing nice pours. But, I mean, for a bar that close to Fenway Park on a big concert night, you don't have somebody who can make one drink an hour. You need someone who's going to be able to whip him out, pour good, and buzz, buzz. I mean, he was kind of like running up and down the bar, you know, picking up things instead of, you know, picking up 2 things and bringing them back. But you know what I'm saying? Like, he was like single-threaded there. The whole exchange, I caught some of it with – I thought he was like trying
to look me Sally dead in the eye, and he poured it. Like, what was that? That was the weirdest thing I've ever fucking seen.
But he emptied the rest of the bottle in your glass, and then he did give you a spritz of ginger ale.
And you know we have a strong drink. You and I, again, we're not alcoholics by any means, but you and I can drink. I've drank with you plenty of times. You and I, again, we get maybe tipsy if drunk at all, let alone nice. You and I don't get, like, fucked up. You know, we're always in control for the most part. And
besides Marathon Monday.
Besides that one Marathon Monday a few years ago, that was on you, not me. I was laughing. You know, for me to react like, holy shit, this is strong, and then for you to take a sip and the look on your face to go, holy shit, this is strong. I'm like, we saw him pour the whole fucking half a bottle in there. I thought it was one of the most weirdest things I've ever seen. And why would you, again, with the concert going on, why would you give me the last of that bullet if you, like, you could have got two drinks out of that? The whole exchange was just odd.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a little odd. But, I mean, again, maybe he thought you're going to the concert. I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know. I was just trying to focus on a few other things at that time. So I was paying attention, but not paying attention, if you know what I mean. So
before I get into our dinner thing, was there anything else like you noticed that the exchange, did I seem different? Did I seem happier? Did I seem different? Like what was you?
You know the deal. And I think your girlfriend even mentioned it. I was very, very nice to you. I think that's the most cordial we've been to each other, I think, since I've known you.
You were very cordial.
Everyone was trying to pull it out of me, and I just didn't break. I told you, yep. I would. The first time I met her,
I had you on the ropes.
I'd be a perfect gentleman, and I'll be a perfect gentleman the next time because I would like to sit down and have, you know, an intellectual conversation with her, or not an intellectual, but have a deep conversation with her without some of the ribbing. But no, you seemed happier. She seems like a nice, happy girl as well. I'm very happy for the both of you. I'm happy that you're finally able to settle down. I'm just hoping that she can get you out of this, you know, stuffy, metro. Everyone tells me I'm metro, but the city ways of, like, you know, thinking, and get you out to do other activities, like, you know, real men, you know, kayaking, bicycling, like hiking, instead of what you do is just go out to eat.
No, we do a lot of this. Movies. Don't forget about the movies. You know, I love the movies.
Yeah, I know, but you got to do other things too.
No, she has a little bit so far, and we definitely, like I said, we planned the fall, so we're gonna do a lot more activities, and we planned a trip away, so it's going to be.
Where are you going?
A good time.
Oh, that's right. You told me about that, and I wasn't invited.
No, this is, well. Again, you were the first person I said that the other night that stepped up for my 40th when we were trying to put that trip together, and I'm very appreciative of that. This one, you know, we were just going to – again, it's our first trip away. It's like, let's not go down that road of having couples.
Good luck.
There and stuff. So, yeah, so I think it'll go well. So far, everything we've done, man, and we knock on wood, we knocked it out the park. It's been really easy. And, you know, people say that, right? When you have someone special, you both know it's special, it's just easy. It just flows easy. It's not work. It's not complicated.
Well, that's what I said before, and I've had these conversations, and some people look at me like kind of funny, and I always tell people relationships don't take – I'm always tell people, like, a relationship shouldn't take work. And everyone's like, what do you mean it shouldn't take work? I'm like, it takes effort. And what I mean by effort is it shouldn't be like, oh, my gosh, I have to do this. Oh, I want to do this. It's the effort you have to put – it's like watering the grass, right? We talked about this, I think, before as well. Mm-hmm. You don't water the grass, it's going to die, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to necessarily have put a lot of work into it and stress about it and do this, but you have to, like, pay a little bit of attention to a relationship, focus on the other person and do things, and then you'll be happy. If you consider it to be work, then you end up building resentment. I have to do this. I can't do this. I have to give up this. So it's a matter of being able to balance life and having similar interests to the point where you can do things that you enjoy, still keep your identity. That's the most important thing a lot of people fail to realize is, you know, you should live your life first, and then give attention to someone else and include them in your life. That way you don't feel like you're giving up your identity. Because a lot of people are with people because they're afraid to be alone. And that's when you start building resentment. That's when relationships take work. But if you're saying, this is my whole philosophy on this. If you're comfortable with yourself, they're comfortable with themselves. I'm not saying you have to be arrogant. It's just confident and comfortable with yourself. Then you can truly be content with someone else, because then you can actually give something to somebody else full attention without thinking you have to or feeling you have to and building that resentment on your side. So yes, a relationship should be easy if you give them attention.
I agree. Yeah, I mean, not just giving that individual attention, but giving attention, like you said, to your own needs and the attention to the things that the relationship needs. Like each relationship is different. So, but also, like you said earlier on too, you got to know where things are going when you start seeing Charlie become more serious. You got to notice the red flags on the field if things are all over the place that you don't want any of that stuff to build. As you get older, if you notice these little things up front, you want
to... I have some red flags. We have to talk about some red flags after...
Yeah, we should do that. Like, we should list some red flags. We can get into that strictly thick a little bit. So, yeah, with that said, I'm glad that things are going really well. I'm glad that you noticed that too, and we'll definitely get together again soon. So, with that tying into the relationship, before I even get to going out to dinner, what I want to talk about, like going to a new place. So for me, she is a morning person. I'm a nighttime person. What I mean by that is I stay up really late. She gets up really early. I can get up early. It's just that I'm not going to go to sleep at a certain time. I could hardly ever turn off the clock. I try. I probably can't fall asleep in my bed till like 1 a.m. And from 1 to 7 a.m., that's like my 6 hours of sleep, and I can still operate on 6 hours. So on top of that, in the time we're putting in together, you know, I got a male guy and stuff, and I go out to dinner or we eat together, some of my meals were getting thrown away. Still eating clean. We'll go out to eat something clean. She'll make something clean. But some of the stuff that I want to really work on that I'm not too hung up. So I took it upon myself over this past weekend to say, look, I got a gym in my building. I've been working out in that off and on. I go to the gym, my gym, 4 days a week, and the gym in my building 3 days. The gym in my building is like a hotel gym, but it has doesn't have bars, but it has free weights. The dumbbells go up to like 95 pounds. Got plenty of cardio. Got plenty of the machines that I could still, at my age, got to work out in and get my cardio in as well. And I was thinking to myself where, and no matter what time of the day I went to my gym, either it's a day off, morning, weekend, night, nobody's ever in that gym. At the most part, there's one or two. So for the last 4 months living in this building, I've been failing to get up. And I kind of feel like I have my own gym. So I'm like, all right, my gym is going up another $10. It's not a money thing, but I felt like I really wasn't getting that out of there. And my gym was getting overly packed. So I decided that to this lifestyle that as of today, I'm getting up now at 5:30 a.m., throwing on my gym clothes, going downstairs to my building gym at 5:45, and get my workout in, and I canceled my gym membership. So now
that's what you told me today. I wanted to talk about
it. I get up early. I go to bed earlier. I'm trying as of today, and I'm working out in my building, and I'm gonna get what I want out of that gym. If I don't like the way it's going, I can always rejoin a gym. So tied into that, I just canceled my gym membership before I jumped on this call with you. Let me tell you something, Bilo, where the Eastie and me did not want to come up. My gym, not speaking the gym's name, I've been a gym member of that gym since I moved into the city in 2008. 11 years. 11 years, I went with one location they had near my old place, and then I went to this one. So between 11 years, I've been going to two locations. I got a package where I could go to multiple locations, but I only gone to these two. I wanted to cancel. I do automatic payment, never missed a payment. Anytime they've gone up $5, $10, blah, blah, blah. It's about to go up another $10 in October. It's automatic, so I never missed a payment. So you could say that I'm a really good gym member. No problems with me at the gym ever. So this place, this gym, this policy in 2019, almost through 2020, they do not allow you to cancel through their website, through their app, or on the phone. You have to cancel in, here's your two options. You have to come and cancel in person or by a certified letter. So this kid, of course, a young kid, he's not what the fuck they're doing, telling me this on the phone. I go, are you, let me just me in my office, close my door. I go, are you fucking serious? In 2019, you're telling me I can't cancel this right now. You have all my details. I could give you my name, my membership number, the card number, whatever the fuck it is. I can't do this on the phone because maybe you don't think this is who I am. You got to see me in person. What about an app? What about the website where I log in, my own password? No, that's our policy. I go, that's your policy. It's not my policy. I go, cancel my membership. He's like, no, you have to come in person. I go, okay. I go, is there a cancellation fee? Is this something that I have to do? Is it, I could do it 60 days out, 45 days out? He goes, oh, I think there is. I go, oh, that's not going to happen. I'm coming in tonight. Whoever I'm going to see, is it you? He goes, oh, no, it's not me. It's the GM. I go, I'm going to walk into there. I'm going to tell your GM, look him dead in the eye. This is what the Eastie's trying to come on me. I'm going to say, I cancel my membership. Fuck you. And walking right out. Because you want me to come in and look him in the eye, basically say that. And so I calmed down since then in there. So I had to come in. Before this call, I left the office. I walked into my gym. Nobody could take me but the GM. So they're two people deep. That's why I was rushing over to get on the call. I'm like, I got to wait to cancel my fucking membership because these motherfuckers want me to come in person. So I'm getting all worked up now. I'm trying to control that part of me because I'm a really happy guy like you now. I try to avoid confrontation. Finally, I come in, sit right down the chair, go, cancel my membership. Just like that. He goes, you get a key fob? I go, already threw it away. I already convinced myself that I'm leaving. What's the reason why you're leaving? I don't have to give you a reason. He goes, that just helps us. I go, I live in a building now with a gym. Oh, why the pause? Just like that. I go, why the pause? Here's my name. Misspelled it. I go, no, I spelled it out for him. get it in there. Oh, you've been a member since what? I go, dude, there is no upsell, low sell. I'm not maintaining. Cancel my fucking membership. I got shit to do. He goes, okay, yeah, you canceled. Here's the best part. It's the 1st of September now. He goes, 45 days cancellation and a $10 cancellation fee. I go, I just told the guy on the phone how long I've been a fucking member. I go, there's going to be no fee, so you're waving that shit right now, just like that. And I go, it's 45 days. I go, already paid for the month of September. I'll give you 30 days, which I already paid. Done. Ring it up. I want to see that on the fucking screen right now. He's just looking at me like, oh shit, what did I get into? I got to understand you got a job you need to do. So I don't want to be disrespectful of you. You're trying to make your money. You're trying to earn your buck. But you got to understand me that I want to get out of this fucking marriage. I'm done. So he's looking at me. He's like, the best they'll let me do. I don't know who, if he did something on there. I guess maybe they probably stopped on the computer. He's kind of turned the screen his way. Is, all right, I waived the $10 cancellation fee. And hold on a second. Hold on a second, buddy. All right. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. I got a little bit interrupted, but in the middle of my story, the guy goes like this. He goes, all right, I canceled the $10 in the cancellation fee. I go, great. And he goes, I can't do the 30-day payment. He goes, but how about I prorate it for the 5 days in October? I go, it's the best you can do. So it's not 45 days. I got my 30 days. I paid for the month of September. Cancel the $10, no cancellation charge. And I'm being prorated whatever, like 5 days out of the month of October. I go, fine. He goes, oh, the good part is you could still use the gym until October 5th. I go, no, I'm fucking good. And so he had it all on and I walked out. So why does everything need to be negotiation? Like, I'm not trying to fucking buy a car off you. I'm not trying to sell a car. Like, how do you feel about that fucking policy that I have to go do it?
Well, I'll tell you. Because the reason is because I'm actually up now because they called me to renew my membership for my gym. And the reason why they called me is because of what all this type of stuff. Now, I understand people complain about gym memberships and policies with cancellation. Like, okay, well, I signed up for a year. And then 6 months in, I realize I don't want it. I want to try to cancel it to get my money back, right? I'm one of those, whatever the cancellation policy is, right? If you sign up for a year, you're committed for a year, as long as they let you cancel, whatever. But I went to the gym. I went to a man. I walked in when I left the country and came up here. I said to the guy, went in, looked at the gym. I said, okay, I'd like a membership. He's like, okay, it's such and such. Here's what your fee would be. You know, this is what it comes out to be. And okay, well, give me a credit card. I said, no, I'll give you cash. He's like, well, we don't do that. I said, I'll pay for the whole year cash up front. I said, he goes, well, I don't know if we can do that. I said, what do you mean you don't know if you can do that? I said, I said that to him. I said, I'm going to give you cash for the whole year. That means I'm not going to cancel and try to get money back out of you. My credit card's not going to decline and you're going to have to worry about the charges. I'm going to give you cash for the year. And eventually the guy finally got it. I said, this doesn't even, because I actually said the same thing to him. Like, this doesn't even make any sense. Mm-hmm. What you're telling me is I'm going to give you cash. I'll give you cash for whatever you need to do.
See, and then, so that you had the opposite experience. It was short term. You were going to join a gym. I'm leaving a long relationship with it. It's like, I've been here for 11 years. You're telling me I had to go through all this. I mean, you already got me fucking pissed because you want me to come in and do this face-to-face. What do you think I was going to do? Come in all Mr. fucking nice and nice? Oh, excuse me. Can I cancel my membership? No, I'm going to fucking choke you. That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, no. Gym memberships are notoriously hard to cancel and for stupid reasons. Because even when I moved, you know, I have a little story for that too. But then also, the guy called me the other day, the same one who did the sale to me. He's like, hey, I just want to know if you're going to renew your membership. And I said to him, I said, yeah. He goes, it's going to be the same rate. He goes, you want to just give me a card now? I said, absolutely not. I said, I'll pay cash. I said, oh, but by the way, because I was telling you, I've been doing training sessions and I've been loving it. This dude that's doing the training for me is great. Same thing. He's like, hey, we're going to do training sessions. I want to do this. He goes, I go, well, okay, I'm only going to do it for this amount of time. And I said something to him. I said, okay, I don't want to lock in for too much or whatever. He goes, okay, we're going to give me a card or anything. I said, no, I'll pay you cash. He goes, well, I said, I only want to do it for a short period of time because if I don't like it, I don't want to stay doing it. And he's like, well, I need to have a certain amount of time with you. And it was actually true. He's like, I need to have a couple, let's come up with a fixed period of time. I'll have sessions with you and stuff like that. And he goes, okay, and you can pay me for 6 months. I said, I'm going to pay you cash. I said, here's the deal, buddy. I'm not going to pay you for 6 months. I'll do it for 6 months at least. I'll give you that commitment. But I'm going to pay you cash for 3 months. I said, because if you're that good, I'm going to stay. And I'll probably use you more. If you're not good, I'm going to leave. So it's not a matter of, you know, me wanting to cancel and do this. It's a matter of how, you know, well you train me. So this is the best part. So the guy called me the other day when he said that to me. So the training session's been going great. Really enjoy it. And he said, well, you're going to renew. And I said, yeah. I said, oh, by the way, I've been doing training sessions. I go once or twice a week. I said, how's that factor with the membership? He goes, well, you know, you still need to have membership. I go, I don't get to use the gym as part of paying for these training sessions. He's like, no. He goes, you can't have training sessions unless you have a membership. I said, and you know, personal training sessions, you're not paying like the schmuck rate of, you know, whatever the monthly fee is. You're paying the trainer by the hour.
Exactly.
And the gym is making a ton more money. I'm saying, so you're telling me, I have to wait for a callback. I said, so you're telling me that I can't continue to pay you to have training sessions unless I pay to have a membership, which I'm probably paying 1,000 times more than what you're making off of this membership. He goes, exactly. I said, you need to tell that owner to call me because that doesn't even make any sense. He goes, I'll tell him to call you. He goes, but I can still give you this rate for the gym. It's a good rate. I said, you know what? Have him call me. He goes, yeah, I don't know if he's going to be able to do anything for you. I said, he's going to be able to do a lot for me. Trust me. It doesn't even make any sense. This is the type of people that these gyms have working for them. It's like, you're paying someone for 2 training sessions a week. And I'm not complaining about that. Like I said, don't get me wrong. But there's the logic of, I still have to pay for a full membership when I'm already paying them for training sessions each week. And you know, the gym's making a shit ton of money off of it. Because that's what they want. They want you to use training sessions. They want you to use training sessions.
So the gym's a mix of two people. Not the people working out, the people that work at the gyms or own the gyms, right? It's somebody, and I'm not knocking anyone in this industry. I'm big into fitness, y'all big into fitness. We got, you know, I got friends, bodybuilder, like we eat healthy. We respect that industry. But here's my take on the people that actually work there. The people that buy it are people that probably want to just invest in something. They know a little bit about leasing equipment, and they get a location. The people that actually work there are two types of people. People that graduated high school, not college, or dropped out of college, or people that actually got degrees in like sports nutrition. And they thought, for some reason, they thought, oh, I'm going to go work for an NFL team one day or an NBA team. Nah, buddy, you're fucking over at the local fucking Super Fitness putting together these fucking workout plans. So they got that part of the business where they could probably train you. Here's the worst part, when they look way out of shape and they try to train you. So the ones that actually look like they're in shape, that actually have some sports nutrition ideas and know how to get through that, understand macros, micros, carbs, you know, proteins, I get that. And then they're the ones that fucking basically, if they know all that, they don't know any business sense. Like, they don't know how to do the math. They don't have the sales side or the business sense to negotiate some of this. Like, you're not understanding what I'm trying to say about joining this gym or this personal trainer I'm trying to hire. Nor do you understand how the fuck I'm trying to get out of my membership, because all you know how to do is make a fucking protein shake and telling me whether I should have high reps or low reps. And I think now, being on this side of it, because it's been a long time since I had to get out of a gym, I feel like I want to fucking punch them all in the fucking face. That's how I was feeling today.
Well, I'm glad that you didn't do that. And what are you going to do with your meals?
I'm pulling back.
You cancel that shit. I told you that a couple weeks ago. Didn't I tell you this? I said, you're going to have to cut back because you're going to waste it because you're going to want to go out to dinner.
I'm starting to, but I mean, we're talking about doing meal prep together, and she could cook. I just find at that time I will actually do it. So I'm pulling back on the amount as of this week, and I'm going to see how that goes. Just see what, because I still need my meals, man. Like, I don't want to have to rely on the two of us getting together to make meals, and I don't like buying takeout. I could get a healthy salad protein. I need to get back to that.
But I make stuff, I'll tell you, because I eat really well, right? Like I eat really well. I'm not boasting or dragging, but like now it's at the point where like I don't eat anything poor except it's ice cream. I love ice cream. But I wanted to comment. No, back up. You'll get to the sleep. Go to bed early. What you need to do is you need to unwind. What I found with the whole sleeping thing is put the electronics down, read a book, like a paper book, not the stuff, like just check out. You know, some people try to like read on the computer. They try to do like work, whatever, right before they go to bed. Don't check out. Stop drinking before 8 o'clock, for example. So you can, you know, because when you lay down, lay your body down, it's lie down. When you lay down, because that's putting something down, lie down is when you get into bed there. Your body levels off, and that's what usually you have to stop peeing.
Did you just give me a grammatical lesson? You know I'm fucking intelligent, right?
Well, my whole grammatical thing is part of my whole story. I have to tell you about after. Yes, I'm big on grammar these days.
You know, even flags all over the field.
Yes, we have to talk about that. But you'll get there. Try to unwind and help. That was the first thing. The second thing I was saying, what was I talking about the second thing? I went back to the gym.
Shu and I actually were talking about that last night, about winding down, because I need to get better at that. So
also, you need to wind down.
What about TV? I know you're not big on TV, but I probably should not have TV like a half hour before I go to sleep too, right?
No, you should not do anything. You should not have anything electronic. You can read a book or just sometimes just lie down and meditate. But back to the meals. Like I cook, I told you I got that air fryer. You need to come, man. I cook in that air fryer like every night, and I'll actually cook meals for like a couple days. So I can cook up some chicken goes on sale, and I have all these mixes, and I put them in the, I have a food saver bag. So I mix it up and I suck all the air out. So the flavor gets all the way through it, and you can cook up some nice stuff, man. And then you just make a couple portions for the day, throw them in the glass containers. Don't use plastic containers, use glass containers. And then it will last you a couple of days, man. And it's not necessarily meal prepping, but you can cook one time and it will last you 3 or 4 days.
So staying on the topic of food that ties into this too, I guess we're over at T&B, look at topicals. This is pretty topical, not like modern news, you know, pop culture and whatnot, but local. So we went to a new restaurant in Boston. It was just opened up when we went 6 days ago. It's a pretty famous chef who has a few locations in Boston. They open up another location. And I'm not going to share the name because I wanted to get your take on this. I don't know the last time I actually went to a restaurant when it's been in its soft opening and then grand opening with the early stages. As you know, restaurants, they kind of change their look. They'll change their menu. They kind of feel like, you know, they change some of the, how they serve food, how they prepare it. So we just happened to be there on like day six and we had the whole experience. It's going to be high end. We'll call it that. And like she's really good at this, my girlfriend, getting to know different sides of her, where she has
Sean. What's her name? We have to give her a name on this show.
I know. I've been going back and forth with her on that.
It has to come out naturally, though, because all the names that I come up for.
Well, she has a nickname natural. That she shared with me. She's had since high school. And I'm like, we could definitely call you that on the show. But we'll get into
what is it? Tell me what it is.
It's kind of related.
Just tell me.
I can't because it's related to her name. So I don't want to share that yet. That's why we've been iffy to it. It'll make sense.
What do you mean it's related? It's no one even knows your name. And if it's
only that's what I said to her. But look, I'm not speaking.
People only know what's related to her. People only know what's related to her name because you just said it.
I just right? said
it. Because you talked about names with me before and they were totally unrelated. And people don't even know if it's the real name, fake name, or how it's related. You could have said her name was, you know, Susie. And nobody even knows if it's really Susie or not. And her real name is Boozy. And it rhymes with Susie. So people think, but nobody fucking knows.
I hate you.
This is she's got a deduction. So yeah, I'm gonna keep a little list right now of points and deductions. So right now she has a deduction, okay? And what she needs to do is she needs to think of that glass being full, right? This is life in any relationship and people in general. You have a nice little glass, right? And somebody does something positive, you put a little bit of water in it. Somebody does something positive, you put a little bit of water in it. Somebody does something negative, you give them a deduction, you take a little bit of water out, right? So if your glass is rather full, then a little bit of spillage, who cares? You still have a glass of water. If your glass is fucking empty and you're spilling, you don't have any water and you dry up. So now for this little stint of I can't have my nickname on it because it's related to my name and nobody really knows what my name
is. She didn't quite say that. I told you we're still in that area.
Deduction.
So
I thought she was a nice girl and now I'm going with this red flag on the floor.
That's not red flag. A red flag of a girlfriend that's willing to have her boyfriend talk about her on a fucking podcast. I think that's a different type of flag. Beyond that, like I was saying, back to the restaurant where it's brand new and they have to work out all the kinks and all the bugs, right? So they didn't have, it's fancy, but they didn't have a white tablecloth. So I don't know how you feel about that, but all restaurants, fancy restaurants should have the white tablecloth. They didn't have that. They had how they served the napkin. They have it folded in the glass as you get to the table. I don't know how you feel about that. And then the menu came up. The menu, reasonably priced. They had a lot of great things on it. They had a test of the food. But here's my take, and I want to ask you this. Again, collect all this and come back to me. Take this all in.
Like
you. It's how a meal is served, right? When we go to – I don't think we actually got to this on the podcast. If you go to a really expensive high-end restaurant, right, sometimes their portions are smaller, but the food is very flavorful. So you have to find that good balance between the flavor, quality, and the quantity, the size of the food. So keep that in mind. This place, some of the portions were kind of small, and the food was good, but not good enough to give you that smaller portion. Good enough to get a larger portion, but they just weren't doing that. So that's something else I noticed in the soft opening. Also, and this I have to share with you, this will gross you out, because again, it's new and I may want to go back. After we went through a couple of courses, we did an appetizer, we did a drinks, we got a bottle of wine, we did the main meal, we did dessert. We did two meals that we shared, we ate off each other's plate. One of the entrees had a piece of hair in it.
And I would have vomited right there.
And that right there of a new restaurant, taking that all in with all these signs, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about going to a restaurant in its infancy stage? How do you react to, like, do you come back?
The hair, like, to get listen, the hair thing I would be grossed out with, but to be
it's
honest.
Gross, it happens, though.
It happens at home, I'm sure. I mean, well, not for me, but it happens at home. As far as the portions are concerned, I think Americans eat too much anyway, and the portions are too large. And I think what you need to do is you do have to pay for the value and the good. I don't know how I feel about...
What about the decor? Like, when you go into a fancy restaurant, what do you expect? Like, what do you want to see?
If you're saying it's a fancy, you're talking like a 5-star Michelin restaurant, or you're talking about...
Like a 4-star, like you would take somebody out to dinner on a date, or maybe like take somebody's parents to, like that.
Yeah, then it has to be pretty fancy. And what they have, they didn't have tablecloths at all.
No, they didn't have the white tablecloths, and they folded like napkins in the glass. They were black wooden tables.
I mean, I guess they're trying to do like a new type of look to try to be like a fancy, like, you know, contemporary type look. I guess
it's they
like,
were. And I really would have. You like this? They got Lady Gaga portraits all over the place.
Yeah, they're trying to do that type of look. They're trying to bring that like contemporary look in and make it fancy. I understand what they're trying to do with that look. I've seen it before. Some places can pull it off if you decorate the table properly.
Yeah.
If you accessorize the table properly, I've been to some restaurants that actually can do it. Like if you do some like rooftop type stuff where you have a good little fire, fire booths and stuff like that, you can actually pull it off. I'd have to see it. That's my answer.
It's the placement of the food too. No, they also did. It was very weird. They got a real skinny regular drinking glass and they breadsticks about fucking 2 feet long and really skinny. And they put 3 of them in there and brought the breadsticks over to every table. So you get those weird breadsticks, even though you order bread separately. Like we got the garlic bread off there too, because he said it's one of the things that they love about the menu. And our waiter is very engaging, very interactive. The wine person was the GM. He was very interactive because they haven't really got a wine person yet. And it's like they had a lot that they needed to say, and they were trying to sell us on it, and we were one of the first people in there. They had a great playlist playing. It was amazing music for a restaurant, and it was very made you feel very comfortable. And then the bathrooms, I can't say that they're really unisex, because it wasn't like, you know, you and I could go together or you and a girl could go together. You go left or right, and you're in a hall, and you go into your individual stall, which is the toilet, a mirror, and a sink just for you. And they had a fancy tile on it, a fancy mirror. So it was something that I was trying to think, when was the last time I've been to, not just a new restaurant, but because everything's new to you if you go there for the first time, but a thing that was freshly opened less than a week. So I was like, I got to bring this up to Bilo because he is a food connoisseur.
Yeah, I know. The stuff, because a buddy of mine just opened a restaurant, and I was talking about the soft opening stuff, because it's not only that, is you got to learn how, you got to pressure the restaurant too, right? You have to learn how to, you know, pressure it. You have to stress it with, you got to test the cooks. You got to test the wait staff. You got to test the organization. You got to test the layout. I mean, again, I'm not saying that you just throw the stuff around, you move it, but that first week sometimes is a little rough, and you got to figure out what works. If you have multiple restaurants.
What if you're an owner of multiple restaurants? This is your fourth big Boston restaurant. You think there's expectations? Each one's a different cuisine, different delicacy, but.
Well, yeah, they all would have to be different. You would have to have some level of expectation of understanding. So, you know, if it's your fourth restaurant, then maybe they're trying something new. Yeah. And that's why they're doing that whole different decor. That's why, you know, they want to kind of switch it up. Because again, if you have four different restaurants, why would I go to all four of them? If I go to one, they're all the same. So if you switch them up and get different ambiance, different menu, then I'll go to all four of them.
Kind of tough though. Like your specialty is like, look, if you're good in Greek food, what makes you think you're going to be good in Italian? What makes you think you're going to be good in fucking Asian? You know what I mean? It's like, it's kind of tough to do that, to be good at all four of them.
Yeah, but you can have people assist you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, but you're known because the owner is a chef, a famous chef too. So that's how their restaurant.
But you can't cook at all four places at the same time.
That's right. So but I had to run that by
you. Together. Yeah, you did a good job.
While we're doing local topical, because if you wrap up, T and B will get topical. One other thing, I know it's been a while since we talked sports because it's been that lull in sports and Boston sports. We, as this recording, are now 4 days away from the start. Well, tomorrow is the start of the NFL season, but the start of Patriots season. Patriots football. You and I kind of got into this the other night at the bar. It's documented here on the podcast. You've never been a big Tom Brady fan. I'm probably one of the biggest Tom Brady fans. But we love the Patriots.
I don't understand why you're so obsessed with him. Like, what does he do?
Dude, it's personal for me, being an underdog and making something of your life. That whole – I know he does not have the arm of Peyton Manning or the talent of fucking Aaron Rodgers.
He's not the underdog. He was the underdog when he fucking first came in, not 19 years later.
So run with that as long as you can. The same with Jordan going out there taking 1,000.
Yeah, but you're obsessed with him. Like, you're like, you know, he's pissing on your drink and you're getting.
Come on. Take something back from that. 199 and then becoming the greatest quarterback of all time, going to the most Super Bowls, winning the most, went to 9-1-6. Brought that team up with, again, one of the best coaches who was a defensive coordinator, became a great head coach, a great owner, a great system. I know there's a Patriot way. But for us being Boston, the Patriots, I know they didn't have a direct impact on every other team after that. They started the dynasty. It was them in 2001. They ran two more after that, inspired the Red Sox. Then it became the Celtics. Then it became the Bruins and the Red Sox again and again. It changed the course of Boston sports. To me, that all goes back to Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Like, for me, we owe them a lot because they brought us a lot. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but what did they bring you?
Championships, man. Happiness is something that we were known as the lovable losers. Boston, everybody made fun of us. Come on.
But what did you get? You just have a team that won a Super Bowl. How does that impact your life? It's not like you get a raise at work or somebody brought business in and you bring your property value up.
If anything, some money out of my pocket, the games I went to, it makes you feel good. It's a sense of pride for your city, and you cheer something to look forward to. You have a horse in the race for a change. For years, we're sitting there watching every other fucking city win something.
But, man, I just watch the games for the social aspect of it, for eating the food and drinking the drink. Now, speaking of
that,
which,
now though, hold on. But as a kid, you loved like Larry Bird's and shit like that. Am I wrong? I mean, you like
that?
Yes,
I did. Yeah, back in the day when they weren't pompous asses.
All right, hold on. Before we shift, what's your prediction for the Pats this year? Is Brady going to last the whole season? Is he going to go down? Is Gronk going to come back? And what's their record for the season? Give me a three.
Gronk's going to have a tough time coming back.
But do you think he will?
Well, you have that whole – if he's like embedded with CBD, because did they – I read something somewhere they were talking about making CBD – they're toying with allowing CBD for medical use.
But it's not happening yet in the NFL, so he would get tested, obviously.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's going to be so far in. I don't think Gronk will come back. If he comes back, I don't think it'll be this year. I think it'll be next year, but I don't think he's going to come back.
Interesting. I think
Brady's out.
Out? Injured? Hurt?
I think he's done after this year. I don't know if he's going to get out or get injured or get hurt. I think depending on how well they do as a team, he may get hurt and not be able to play. And we'll have Stidham and Brady still there. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about it. Yeah. Like, it's, I mean, not to say some of these guys can say, I'm sore and hurt and kind of like play in and out and get this kid trained for next year.
If
that's my take on it.
On the score for the season, hold on, but for their record, I think Gronk, if they're 6-2 come like midseason December and he gets that shit out of his system, I think he'll come back if he's able to put some size on and train. I think that Brady will stay healthy if he doesn't get hurt. Hopefully, knock on wood, doesn't get hurt. If he does stay, I think this team has a good chance of going to the AFC Championship and the Super Bowl yet again. If he does go down, I think you're right. We're going to have a lot of similar situation when he took over for Bledsoe. I think that, what do you do? What if Stidham comes in and he manages to take that team to the playoffs? I think Brady's days will be numbered. It'll be odd seeing Brady play somewhere else, but if that happens, I think Brady still wants to be a competitor. I think Brady goes start somewhere else, which next season will be tough. If he stays healthy and they win another Super Bowl, I don't know, man. He probably still will be thinking he could go again. I would love to see him go out on top, like even last season, him retire and Belichick go on to another team at the same time. So those are scenarios that may not happen. What is your
I don't think
for their record this season?
I don't think that he'll go anywhere else. I think he has such a long career here, and I think he did so well here that it's just like anybody else, you know, just go out on a high note. He had a good record here, good history here. Why would he go play for the Green Bay Packers for one or two seasons, get mangled and killed?
But if he wins a Super Bowl again this season, he's going to play again next season. That's just how he is. You know that. If he doesn't, he retires.
I don't think he's playing again next season.
Even if he wins it all?
Yes.
Wow. All right, what's their record?
Um, 12-4.
That's exactly what I was going to say. 12-4. They're going to win the AFC East like they always do anyway. Go into the playoffs. They'll sit wild card weekend like they always do. And then they'll go in, play that first round, the divisional game. Probably one of the teams they always – odds are it'll be Kansas City back in the AFC Championship with them. And I think that the Chargers still have a chance to go to the Super Bowl again this year, because I don't know how the NFC is going to go down, but I would say it could be a repeat.
I'm excited for it. And what's your take on well, we should probably it's getting late, but going to the games.
Am I going to
conversation
games?
Recently? No, because I had this conversation even like, because you know, this game's a Sunday night game, 8 o'clock. You go to Foxborough. Yeah. 8:20 start. It's not going to get over until 11:30, 12 o'clock. It's the first home game.
I didn't get back from those games when I used to go to them. The 8:20s, I went to play them. I didn't get back to Boston at 2 in the morning.
That's what I'm saying. You're not going to get home until after 2 o'clock in the morning. Like, to me, it's just not worth going to the games anymore. You go once or twice, once when the weather's well, for the experience. But now with television, replays, you know, the high definition, large screen televisions with the replays, with the stats, all the stuff they put on there, that's all the stuff I care about. Because when you're at the game, you know, a lot of times you don't even remember it because you're like, everyone's screaming, yelling. You didn't get to see the play because it's up and down the field. You know, you don't get to hear the stats. Okay, well, somebody gets hurt. Okay, well, this is what happened. Or, hey, you get to hear that. Okay, well, Brady, he's, you know, this and that, and he's 75% for this. So you kind of could, like, listen to the stats. You get a little, to me, I get a little more into the game because I'm thinking, like, you know, what type of play they're going to pull off. Whereas if you're just in the stands, in my opinion, don't get me wrong, it's a great experience. You know, you have family, friends, kids, go do it, have a drink, have an eat. But they'll be hard-pressed to catch me at a friggin' 8:20 game, knowing I'm going to get home after 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, fighting traffic, you know, stand in line to piss, stand in line to get a drink, stand in line for food, although Foxborough does have very good food.
Yeah, I mean, that's you know me. When I did that, I know I stayed sober because I want to remember the game. I didn't get drunk. I went sober every fucking week for 6 years in a row, and it was just something that I wanted to take in. But you're right, even sitting there paying attention, seeing the place, I was constantly texting people back home like, what was that? What happened? Did they get hurt? What are they saying? You know, or going to social media, what are they saying? Or checking the apps. Like, I didn't know if Gronk was going, you know, going downstairs. I didn't know who was in the blue tent. Like, that shit, you really can't get there. So now that I have my run for 6 years, I want to go to 2 games this year too. I probably would like to go back to see them play KC yet again, but I want to go to that Cleveland game. I want to see what that Cleveland team is really putting together, because everybody on paper is thinking they're going to be one of the greatest teams. I still see 8-8, but we got Cleveland this year at home. I like to go to the Cleveland game with this new Cleveland team. See Baker Mayfield, and I want to be able to see Mahomes again play Kansas City, because that was a nasty game. That was the highest scoring game I've ever been to. I went to that game last year, and then they played him again in the AFC Championship in KC. So yeah. I'm good with 2 games.
Well, they do. Forward. Yeah, that's what. Well, 1 or 2 games for me, and I'm happy even if I go. You know, depending upon scheduling. You know, I brought Walkmans before, like radios before, to try to listen to the commentators. They do these apps now with the stats. They really have to. I'm not saying. I told you this. We talked about this before. I think sports is going to have a tough time getting people to go, and the reason why is because of all the technology at home. That's why they're doing these apps where you can hold up your phone and it's supposed to be able to give you like the stats of the players, like,
yeah,
with virtual reality. Like, they're working on that stuff. They can get all that stuff going, then it may be okay. But then it's like, my opinion, what's the point of being there?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, you know, because I can be at home and see the same type of stuff. So
one last thing, let's switch this over to TV. You said you had a show you started. I had a show I started. Let's see if it's the same show. But what show are you watching, and do you recommend it, obviously? I'm assuming.
Well, let's see. I don't watch much television, but I started watching something. I watched the entire Stranger Things.
Season 3.
Well, I watched season 1 and 2 again. Then okay. I watched season 3.
What did you think of season 3? Because I watched it.
And that's a great show.
I think season 1 was phenomenal. Season 2, I didn't really care for. Season 3 got a little bit better, but it wasn't as good as season 1. I did like the use of the 80s in the mall and the fashion, the music. I thought that was really cool during the era of Back to the Future, shit we grew up on. That, to me, it's nostalgia, right? To me, that's what really hits home for people like us. That's what Stranger Things does. And they got 2 more to go. He said he's doing 5 in total.
Yeah, I hope that. Well, I hope I was talking to someone about this because we were watching. I'm like, you know what? I hope that, you know, they just stop, because a lot of these shows after 5 seasons when they usually like jump the shark, they'll go jump the shark thing about Entourage and all this stuff, like greatest shows, exactly what he used for reference. And then what after every most shows after they get to the 5th season, it just becomes recycled material. And they're like, Jesus, this just needs to stop.
That's where they're going to
have Stranger Things.
What do you think of the kids again? I Stranger Things is one thing I put up with. I don't really like little kid actors. They find them very annoying. But Stranger Things kids, I did put up with.
I think they nail it. I really think
they too. Like, I like the Game of Thrones kids, like who became ugly and dopey and weird with puberty. These kids did a pretty good job adapting to their early teenage years with puberty and the way they look and the way they act. And I didn't find them awkward at all. Like, they were still able to act and keep you engaged. So I thought the kids did a good job.
Yeah, I think they're good. And the other one that I started watching again, it's a USA one, but it's on Netflix now. It's Sinner. It's on season two. I'm watching now. I have 3 more episodes left. Did you watch it?
No, people told me about it, and recently when she and I, before we started this new show I'm about to tell you about, it was on the queue. And she's like, oh, we should watch this. I'll totally watch it again together. That and Schitt's Creek. I never watched that.
I watched Schitt's Creek, man.
She made me watch the first episode. I laughed. I want to start that too. So here's where I'm at.
Before I watched all of Schitt's Creek.
Started getting a little serious. I had put a bunch of in between like my regular TV shows. I started, and I got to get back to it. I only did one of each one. I did Killing Eve. Definitely got to get back to it. I did Luther. Definitely got to get back to it. I did The Bodyguard. Definitely get back to it. And the Chernobyl series. I got to finish it, even though it's only 6 episodes. I did the first one. I've been putting them on hold for weeks and weeks and weeks. Then season 3 of Stranger Things came in. I had to jump on that. And then, I know this sounds weird, Glow. I grew up in that, The Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. Season 3, I actually like it. I know you made that face. Season 3 just came out. I didn't start it yet. But the show, the new show that I think will be up your alley, we talked about The Umbrella Academy. Did you end up going back and watching it at that time?
I watched all of The Umbrella Academy.
All right. So this is, I forgot, I know we talked about the podcast. The Boys. It's Amazon. It's real life superheroes. Like, you think of, like, if Superman, it's basically the Justice League. But they're evil, they're cocky, they kill. And what they would do if they blew up someone or the Flash ran through somebody's body. The guts, the gore, they took that concept and it's very gory, very violent. But it's what the closest thing to what a superhero world would be like if it existed today. It's branded. They get paid by a corporation. There's like 200 heroes in the 50 states. But the core... there's 7 of them. They're like the Justice League. The Boys are the regular people that want to take them down. They don't have any powers. You would fucking love the show. We watched 2 episodes so far.
I'll have to check it out, The Boys. I have 3 episodes of season 2 of Sinner, and then it's done. And then I'll check out The Boys. Because I have a few things on my list. I mean, I watched a couple stupid movies here and there on Netflix, but...
All right, B-Lo. Well, as our old friend Hans, who's missed us, is starting to play, is there anything else you want to throw out there before we end? We went a really long time. We got back together again. It's been a while. Anything you want to throw out there for us?
We have to spin the gears. We'll get the gears back up. Hopefully next time I have some good stories about the life of B-Lo.
I hope so, too. I think in the future, maybe the next podcast, as Hans gets louder, we will do a list of what you and I think about for red flags under Strictly Dickly. Talk about that for sure.
Absolutely. Red flag. Peace out.
Flags all over the field. All right, B-Lo. I'll talk to you, brother.